Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We're joined by UNT running back coach Patrick Cobbs, former NFL player as well, one of their all-time leading rushers. And one of the guys that helped open holes for him was Mike Hickman, who died in the shooting over the weekend that we've been hearing so much about. And Patrick, how did you first learn about that, and what was your reaction?
Yeah, my first reaction was shock. I got a text message. I woke up to a text message in a group text message from Chris McIver and Chris Miller saying, you know, telling me the news, and I didn't believe it. And then I got about two or three more messages, and then I had to look it up, and then just a bunch of disbelief, man. You know, I talked to Mike quite frequently, and, you know, I was just with him, you know, in April and May, watching him coach his kid. So it's just, I mean, it just kind of catches you off guard when something like that happens.
Yeah, you just never think anything like that's going to happen, number one, but especially not when you're coaching your kids, and obviously it happened, you know, in front of his son as well, we understand.
Right. Yeah, it was tough, you know, and Mike was a good coach to his kid, and his son's actually a superstar, to be humble, but he's going to be a stud. But it's, you know, it's just kind of, it is disbelief, because you hang out with him, you talk to him. I mean, you don't know that a month later that, you know, something like this would happen, and you'll never get a chance to talk to him again. You know, it never crosses your mind.
Absolutely heartbreaking. And some of those friends that we forge in those college years are just absolutely friends for life. And I can only imagine how that is when you're on a team together.
Yeah, he was, I mean, when I got on campus, he was like a big brother to me, you know, being in the running back room. You know, he would, you know, kind of show me the way and do everything and spend the summer with him. We lived together for a summer. He's just been that guy in my life, somebody I could call and talk to and be around, and we could, you know, go a year without talking, but then when we talk, it's like we didn't miss a day. So it was just one of those deals that it hurts right now.
What kind of player was he, and what role did he fill, especially as you guys were starting to go to bowl games in the early 2000s?
Man, Mike was an ultimate team player. You know, getting on campus, you know, he was a running back, and then a bunch of younger guys came in and kind of filled a role that he kind of played, but he molded himself into a fullback and did a phenomenal job at it, and was a great special teams player. I mean, Mike was fast, he was athletic, he was big, he was, you know, he was built. I mean, he was an extremely athletic guy, and so whatever role that he was put in, he excelled at, and he was a selfless player, selfless teammate, and gave you everything he had no matter what you asked him to do. And, you know, he kind of carried that over to fatherhood and parenting and coaching and the whole deal.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.